It's another edition of the Shooting USA Podcast. Special editions from the 2015 SHOT Show. We're at the Smith & Wesson booth in the Sands Convention Center. This time I'm welcoming Australian competitive shooter Craig Ginger. Craig, welcome.
Thanks, buddy.
Craig, you shoot a lot of Bianchi Cup. That's where we know each other from.
Yep.
Most recently, though, you're putting efforts into steel shooting and bringing steel shooting to Australia.
Correct, we are.
That's no small task.
No, not really. We had steel about 10 or 15 years ago.
Okay.
And through the fact that organisations dropped off that were controlling it, the match dropped away. So we've tried to reintroduce it through the Sporting Shooting Association back home.
Yeah.
And we've had a good impact. We've got in growth of over 50% each time we've done it. We're up over 150 competitors coming now to a nationals.
Outstanding.
And state titles we're running now as well.
It's an interesting kind of a proposition because there are some restrictions in Australia when it comes to some of the guns that people would normally see in competition.
Yeah, we're limited to no calibers bigger than 38,
mm-hmm.
and our muzzle lengths have to be over a certain size. So
okay.
For you guys, a revolver has to be over 4 inches in size for us to use it, and we have to have a 5-inch barrel for an automatic.
Interesting. That, though, a 5-inch automatic plays to the competitive shooter.
Correct. Standard division gun.
Yeah.
You know, standard five inch.
Now, are we seeing capacity limitations for magazine fits?
Yeah, we're only allowed to have 10, okay. No more than 10 rounds,
well,
which is fine for steel.
For steel, no problem.
Yeah.
Man, we're starting to get some traction with it.
Yeah, a lot of it. We send a couple of guys across now each year, come across to the world titles when they're held here.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of the prize, which the Sporting Shooting Association of Australia put up, that whoever wins. And what we've introduced is 3-gun, which we haven't had before.
Okay.
Last year we ran 3-gun for the first time, so we had a 22 division, which brought a lot of fathers along with their kids.
Sure.
The kids had a great time, which introduced, you know, for our guys, something they've never done before, shooting steel plates with a 22.
It makes it fun.
So we gave them a couple of divisions. We gave them a open-sided division and a scope division. So the guys that had the scopes for a bit more fun, and the kids that couldn't afford a scope, well, right. They were in their own competitive division playing the way they wanted to.
Well, and that's the way to really get some traction is get the youth doing it.
Sure.
And keep moving it forward.
Yeah.
Bianchi Cup again this year.
Yes, it is.
As we continue to strive for that 1920.
That 1920, mate. Yeah,
that elusive number, right?
Yeah.
More X-rings.
You know, you can shoot it all you like at home, and you'll shoot 1920s all the time.
Sure.
It's a little bit different when the body tightens up and the sweat glands open up. And
there's people around.
Change. Yeah,
and
cameras and people.
Something
and
about that range when there's people around.
Yeah. So it's a different ballgame.
Doug and I spent some time talking about it yesterday and the fact that, you know, last year he finally let one go.
Yeah.
So that's allowed him to kind of refocus and train in different ways to try to get back on top.
Yeah. You know, in some ways, you know, a lot of people, you got to think about it. How often does Doug Koenig make a mistake?
Right.
You know, he happened to do it last year. It's one of those things. You know, we don't expect him to do it again in a hurry.
Right.
So we've got to pick our game up and make sure that we can push him, which, you know, that's our strive. You know, we come across to shoot the best guys against the best in the world. Whether we come over here to shoot IPC steel, the guys that come across to shoot PPC, you know, this is where the top shooters are. This is where we want to be competing.
And for you, how much training back home compared to how much training you're doing out here?
Oh, mate, you know, we've got to do most of our training at home before we come.
Sure.
You know, we're limited to five pounds of ammo,
yeah.
You know, which equates to about 400 rounds of ammunition. So you only bring your match ammo with you.
Okay.
So any shooting you want to do here, you've already got to deal with one of the reloading companies and buy ammunition. And then it can get expensive when the Aussie dollar is only worth 82 cents of a US dollar.
Mm.
You start calculating that across, your rounds get expensive very quickly.
It starts to add up, doesn't it?
Yeah, so we do a lot of ammo, a lot of training before we come across, and then, you know, whatever we can afford, we do when we're here.
Well, it's always been staggering for me, and I love speaking with everybody who comes from Australia and New Zealand every year because it's such a huge investment, not only dollar figure, but time. You got to put time into it to make that long journey, get acclimated, get prepared to shoot one of the most demanding and difficult courses of fire. And in many cases, a lot of those guys will stay and shoot a few other matches on.
Some of them hang around for the Single Stack Classic, which is on after it. Some guys go and shoot the revolver match.
Yeah, the IRC.
They go and shoot I-Corps and all that sort of thing. So, yeah, they make a trip of it. They make a holiday of it because they might take 2 or 3 years before you get back again.
Yeah.
You know, some of us are lucky where we've been able to make the teams to get over here and get a little bit of funding, which helps us get over.
Sure.
But that takes a lot of time at home too. We've got to qualify. We've got to travel to different state titles, so we travel around a fair bit at home.
And in many cases, guys have work. You know what I mean? You got to take time off
work. We do have work, yeah. You know, got to pay the bill somehow.
No
doubt. You got families, you know, wife, kids, grandkids that sometimes you got to stay home and see.
Yeah. Well, I know how that goes, because if you can find a weekend where I'm not working and trying to get out and shoot, good luck, buddy.
Exactly. That's it.
Well, that was good, and I appreciate you coming by and
Thanks
taking
for letting
the time.
Me come and have a chat.
And if you're interested in Australia in steel shooting, how do you do it? How do you find out more about it?
Mate, look, they can jump onto the SSAA website, Sporting Shooting Association website. Come down and have a look, but it'll go straight through to the guys who organise it, and shoot them an email, and they'll come back with all the information they need. And if anyone wants to come down and have a go, even if they look me up, they'll find me. I'm more than happy to help them get in, do whatever they need to do, get their permits, get their firearms in the place. We'll do whatever we can for them.
There you go. That's how it's done. And you'd be in Australia doing it.
Exactly.
All right, that's another edition in the can.